There were conflicting stories about how Baltimoreans reacted to Mary passing through their city. The New York Times reported that a rude and dangerous crowd of thousands greeted Mary at the station. Aides kept her locked in a room, as thugs, who thought reports of Lincoln already coming through a ruse, roamed through the cars looking for the president-elect. John Nicolay and John Hay, who had become Lincoln's closest White House aides and had been traveling with Mary, claimed the party encountered no incivility in Baltimore. But nobody disputed that the future First Lady was still steaming over being left behind. Pinkerton said Baltimore was swearing mad when he arrived about 5 p.m. as a cold rain pelted the city. Assassination conspirators he and his operatives had cultivated in the city were cursing over Lincoln's escape and vowing to hunt down the spies they thought had infiltrated their organization and tipped him off. Still keeping to his cover as a Charleston broker, Pinkerton pulled a $10 bill out of his purse and gave it to one of the conspirators to help find the traitors. One of Sanford's agents arrived from Philadelphia 2 days later with a copy of the New York Herald, which had run a story naming Pinkerton as part of a secret operation to spirit Lincoln through Baltimore. Furious, Pinkerton telegraphed Judd that Lehman had leaked the story and he needed to shut him up. But Pinkerton also became sloppy with security. He received letters at the Baltimore post office, some possibly from Chicago, with his real name on the envelope. Pinkerton, on March 19th, sent Felton his bill. He charged the railroad man $10 a day for his time, $2 less than his usual fee, and $6 a day each for the work that five of his detectives did on the case, which was double what he paid them. It totaled up to $1,400, but he deducted $509.38 for expenses he decided not to charge Felton, bringing the final bill down to $890.62. Pinkerton continued to muscle for recognition, engaging in a long-running feud with New York City Police Chief John Kennedy, who had sent three undercover officers to Baltimore at the request of Seward to investigate the threat against the president-elect. Pinkerton accused Kennedy, who ran one of the best law enforcement agencies in the country, of trying to hog credit for the operation that took Lincoln through the city. But Pinkerton's larger problem became a growing political chorus that claimed he averted a threat that never existed.